From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of November 7th and November 14th, 2022. This is a revised version of an episode from November 2014.
Mayday, mayday! Anybody got a copy?
In this episode, in honor of Veterans Day on November 11th, we focus on the anybody that did copy and respond to the distress call you just heard, that is, the U.S. Coast Guard. Have a listen for about 45 seconds more of the Coast Guard's first response to that vessel sinking off Virginia's coast in April 2010.
I've struck an object. My boat's going down. It's going down fast.
Vessel in the shots. This is Coast Guard Sector Hampton Roads. Request to know your GPS position. Over.
I'm unable to get a GPS position. I'm off Falls Cape, about 3 miles off Falls Cape. I've got to deploy my raft. She's going under.
Captain, request to know if you have a life jacket on. Over.
I do have a life jacket on.
Hello, all stations. This is United States Coast Guard, Hampton Roads, Virginia Sector. Time 0737 local, the Coast Guard has received a report of a vessel taking on water and going down with one person on board. All vessels in the vicinity are requested to keep a sharp lookout, assist if possible, and advise the Coast Guard of all sightings.
The Coast Guard began in 1790 as a 10-ship fleet established to enforce trade laws and reduce smuggling. In 1915, Congress merged this fleet, by then called the Revenue Cutter Service, with the U.S. Life-Saving Service to form the Coast Guard as a branch of the nation's military forces. Later, the Lighthouse Service and the functions of the Bureau of Marine Inspection and Navigation also became part of the Coast Guard. Today's missions include law enforcement, national defense and homeland security, marine safety, environmental protection, navigation, and search and rescue activities, including the rescue of 13 people from a fishing vessel in the Atlantic off Virginia's coast just this past October 28th. Virginia's connections to the Coast Guard range from George Washington presiding over the establishment of the Revenue Cutter Fleet, to life-saving stations put in service in the 1800s, to the first icebreaking by a revenue cutter in the Chesapeake Bay in 1906, to today's several active units, including the large Portsmouth base, which started as a depot for lighthouse equipment and is now headquarters for the Coast Guard's 5th District. Thanks to the Coast Guard for this long history of service through surf and storm and howling gale, as the lyrics say in the Coast Guard anthem, Semper Paratus, the Latin for always ready. And we close with a short sample of that anthem, played by the U.S. Coast Guard Band. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.